Topic 2.18 is to describe the principles of gene therapy and distinguish between somatic and germline therapy. Now, for some time, cystic fibrosis sufferers have been able to be treated with physiotherapy, intense physiotherapy, to remove the mucus from their lungs and to, you know, try and thin it out a bit. They take special diets containing enzymes to help them digest the food. A cocktail of drugs, including antibiotics, vaccines, mucolytics, asthma drugs, DNA enzymes, insulin if necessary. Infertility treatments could be offered, although you'd have to bear in mind the issues there with the possible transmission of the faulty alleles. So that might be something that we need to consider in terms of ethics, and indeed people's personal preference. Transplant surgery is the ultimate goal at the moment, with many people needing to have heart and lung combined transplants, or at the very least lung transplants. It's usually the lungs that seem to get them in the end, unfortunately, that or some of the very nasty infections they can pick up due to suppression of the immune system. So gene therapy is a form of genetic engineering. You're going to use enzymes called restriction endonucleases to cut DNA at specific sites. So you're hoping to remove the healthy allele that produces the codes for the cystic fibrosis transmembrane conductance regulator protein, CFTR. You then want to use DNA ligases to attach the new pieces of DNA to the cut pieces. You could also use mRNA molecules that have been transcribed from the allele in question using reverse transcriptase enzymes. And what you're trying to do with gene therapy is to get the allele that will code for CFTR into the affected cells. Now, you can use bacterial plasmids, which usually are used to form genetically modified bacteria. So when we're looking at humans, we tend to go with viruses and specifically attenuated adenoviruses. Adenoviruses are very good at infecting specifically the respiratory tract. So if we're trying to get a gene into the respiratory tract, they're ideal because it's where they want to be. So if we attenuate them, then we hope they're not going to start damaging the cells as they replicate. They're going to be unable to replicate. However, they can infect the epithelial cells and insert the viral DNA, except in this case we have substituted in, instead of the viral DNA, the healthy allele for CFTR. Problems with this can be that the immune reaction can occur and that people can react badly. So, you know, having been trying to prevent people with cystic fibrosis from being infected with various nasty infections, you're shoving an adenovirus in and that can make them feel worse. Liposomes are an alternative. These are spheres formed from a lipid bilayer containing the DNA. And you looked at liposomes when we looked at the structure of the plasma membrane. But it has problems. It's not as effective. Okay, there are plenty of barriers to gene therapy. Cystic fibrosis blocks the airways and the surface of the airways is covered in thick mucus. So it's difficult for adenoviruses or liposomes to be able to get through that mucus and into the epithelial target cells. Internally, only 1 out of 1,000 plasmids in the liposomes are ever going to reach the nucleus for transcription. And the new gene doesn't work for long. Every time you cough, you're loosening some of the epithelial cells. That's what they're there for, to line, to be damaged, and then to be got rid of. So the gene doesn't stay working for long before you need to replenish the stocks of the genes. You're not allowed at the moment to mess around with the germline. So anything that can affect the gametes in a sufferer is not allowed. Okay. However, you are allowed to treat somatic cells, so somatic gene therapy is allowed. Okay. So you need to consider why germline gene therapy could be a problem for subsequent generations.